Welcome to another episode of Anandamarga Dharmacast. Today, we're going to look at a topic which is covered a lot on the internet. I've looked online. It's the importance of good company, or the importance of satsang. Satsang is a word which is used a lot. And what it means is that sat means the supreme entity, means the transcendental entity, means the unchangeable entity. And sangha is the company. So it's the company of people who are moving in that direction towards the unchangeable, towards the goal of human life. So this is the idea of satsanga. So usually satsanga means company of spiritual company. You go to a spiritual gathering or a collective meditation, something like that. That's satsanga. But I want to explain it a little bit more. And I'm using an essay called Oral Suggestion and Outer Suggestion by Sri Sri Anandamurti, which is found in Anandavachanamritam, Part 14, or in the electronic edition of the works of Sri P.R. Sarkar. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So in this particular essay, he looks at why is the company of good people important? So he looks at something called oral suggestion and outer suggestion. So auto suggestion is when you give yourself good thoughts. I'm going to do something good today. I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to be a good man. I'm going to be a good person. I'll recite my mantra. I'll think about God. So you're giving a suggestion, because the mantra is, when you're doing your mantra, you're saying, you're reminding yourself, I am that supreme entity. I am something great. So you're giving yourself really the most positive suggestion in the world. So this is called auto-suggestion. That's positive auto-suggestion. But there's also negative auto-suggestion when you say, oh, I'm terrible, I can't do this, I'm a failure. As you think, so you become. So if you say these kind of things, you're going to become like that. So don't say that. So now the opposite of that is outer-suggestion. Not the opposite, but another kind of suggestion. We get a lot of suggestions from the outside world, whether it be in advertising or just the people that we meet. You know, someone you make a mistake. Let's say you have an unpsychological teacher in elementary school and you make a mistake, 2 + 2 = 6, and then the teacher says, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid. That's an outer suggestion. You're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid. But then if you take that as a inner suggestion or auto suggestion, you start to think, yeah, I'm stupid, I can't do it. You become an underachiever, you can't achieve anything. So the company that you keep is very, very important. So in this world, especially like now, I began by saying we want satsanga, we want spiritual company. But in the world, most people are not searching for that supreme entity. Most people are looking for finite things and materialistic things. It's a materialistic society that we live in. So people are not giving you the advice, oh, come on, we'll all meditate together. They're not giving, no, we'll go out and we'll drink and we'll make all kinds of mess and we'll have fun for the instant, not to think about tomorrow. So that's the suggestions that we get along a lot in the society. So actually this kind of company, this encouraging company, is actually important, not just when you begin a spiritual path, but through your whole life. That's really, really important. So that's what I remember when I was growing up. And then I would say, I want to hang out with this kid. And my parents who is that person? Because they want to know, you know, they want to know if I'm going in good company or bad company, because actually the company that you keep actually shapes the direction of your life. It's like that. So we should keep good company. So that's the important thing. And then we should get good suggestions about ourselves. But the most positive, of course, is the spiritual company. So when we meet with people and they're on that spiritual path, which is a minority in this society. Most people in the society are not looking for spiritual expansion. They're looking for gratification of their senses, the gratification of needs, which are not the maximum what a human being can do. So we want to get that spiritual company. And the best spiritual company you can get, of course, is when people come together and they just let's meditate together. Because when you meditate together with people, there's like a synergistic effect. The efforts of all the other people are helping you also, and it will help your individual practice. And the synergy means that the sum is greater than the parts. So let's say I add up all the parts, there are 10 of us, and we should have 10 parts. But the sum of the synergistic effect is more than 10. So and that more than 10 will be distributed to you guys and gals who are in that group. So if you can meet with other people and talk about spiritual topics and talk about things which will expand your mind. And another point in this essay, Anandamurti mentioned something important. So you see, we want to meet, do good and not bad. So what is good and bad? So there are different definitions of what is good and what is not. But what he said in this essay is that whatever narrows your distance to that supreme goal, whatever narrows that distance, that is good. And when you get in the company where your distance from the supreme goal is getting wider, that's bad. So we should meet in the company where it will help us to narrow that distance to that supreme one. So that is what we should do. So we should do this kind of, this is called punya. It means good. We should do good as much as possible. So that's the importance. So good company will help us to do it. Now, there's 2 points more. Regarding doing good, there was once one great philosopher named and holy man and spiritual teacher named Shankaracharya. So he said, do good 24 hours a day. Kuru punyam ahoratra. Do good 24 hours a day. I mentioned this before. So how are you going to do good when you're sleeping? That's because that's part of 24 hours. So what the answer is, it's called ajapa japa, or effortless repetition. So when you meditate, if you meditate on a mantra, and the mantra is reminding you of who you really are, you really are that supreme one. It's reminding you, and you're repeating it over and over. That's the idea. But usually it takes effort to do that. You have to put down some effort. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to concentrate. It takes effort. But once you start doing it, there's something called effortless repetition. And so in the example of doing good 24 hours a day, in the sleep, deep sleep where there's no dreams, the mantra will still be going. So that's how you could do it. But there's a way how to see if you're going, you're reaching that effortless repetition. I'll give an example. The other day I was in the post office and I'm on a line waiting and then there's nothing to do. Sometimes when I'm in that situation and there's nothing to do, the mantra will come automatically in my mind. So that's kind of effortless repetition. So this is something. So we can do our lessen the distance between us and the goal by doing this repetition. And if we get into the good flow, we can get the effortless repetition, the ajapa japa, it's called. And so this is what we could do. But now the question comes, where to get this good company? So and that can be a problem. Because you could live in some area where there are no fellow meditators around. Well, one solution, of course, is to create some, to explain to somebody, and to then you can introduce a mantra like Bhavanam Kevalam and have some meditators with you. You could even teach them. You don't have to be an acharya to teach the individual mantras. You can do that. So that's one solution. One solution is, well, the first thing is if there is a group of meditators in your area, join them at least once a week. And that will give you a boost. You get that synergistic effect of everybody meditating together, and that will keep you going for another week. So you should do that. Then, suppose it's really not possible, and you couldn't create another person to meditate with you, and there's no physical group around you. Well, we've entered in the 21st century, there's another alternative. And that is, there are a lot of Zoom meditation groups all around. They meet at different times and places. So if you're in that situation where you need a Zoom contact, you can contact me either through my website, and you just send an email, or something like that. Or you could also leave a comment in the forum, Zoom, put Zoom in the comments section if you're on YouTube. But in any case, get in touch with me if you need, and I can direct you to some place where you can come online. And even that online meditation is a form of good contact. Now, there's one third kind of good contact, of good company that you can keep with people who want to expand their mind, and that is through uplifting literature, swadhyaya, self-study. When you study the works of an enlightened person, a spiritual, elevated person, you're having a type of satsang with that person, so that counts too. So have good company, read, and then connect with people, and that's the way to do it. And keep the punya growing, where you're diminishing your distance, and stay away from the company which is going to only bring you down. So this is the lesson about satsang. And so there are many, I've looked online, there are many videos about that satsang. So I hope I've added a little bit to it and given you some idea how you can get your particular kind of satsang, whether it be in a physical form or on the Zoom, and how you can keep lessening your distance so one day you're one with your goal. So that's all I want to say. If you're in any kind of platform, give this a positive rating or thumbs up. And if you have a comment to make, if you're especially on YouTube, then give a comment. But you can listen or you can watch, whichever one you do. And if you have any questions that you want me to answer or address in a next episode, I would be happy to do that. So I'm going to just conclude now. And one more thing, if you want to subscribe to this particular podcast, this particular channel, you can do that and share it with people who might also enjoy it. That's all. So I conclude with the namaskar. It means I salute you with my mind and all the love and cordiality of my heart. And I'll be more frequent in the future in my episodes, I promise.